Many are feeling stressed and anxious around the world. Everyone is looking for a quick fix with relaxation techniques. However, in this episode of the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi explains the reasons why relaxation techniques don't work and the reason why you're always stressed. Relaxation is a long-term process and requires physical and mental preparation. If you're starting to feel stressed, it's a lot more difficult to relax than if you had prepped before the situation.
Welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, episode 64.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Zalanis, and I'm joined by our very special guest, Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi. How are you, Dr. Jacob?
Doing good, Chuck.
Today we're going to talk about relaxation, meditation, kind of like different ways that you recommend for relaxing. Because I know a lot of people have a hard time shutting off the mind, me included. And I just wanted to hear if you had any special insights on that.
Okay. So we're talking about trying to relax here. Okay, so I have a couple thoughts on this. To be honest with you, if someone asked me how I relax or calm myself down, usually I don't do anything to do that. And part of it's because I guess as I've gotten older, I've started to realize that by the time you need to do something to relax yourself, you've already lost. So if you're asking me what can you do to make sure that you can be calm and relaxed and whatnot, well, the preparation and what you've done the previous days actually will determine that more than anything you can do in the moment. Because once you get to that moment where you're really stressed, the likelihood that you can do something that will really calm yourself down, like in the moment, and it's real easy to do, that's probably not going to happen. You know, yes, if you go and spend a lot of money on massage or go take time out to go to yoga class or something, that will calm you down. And those are great ways if it works for you. But it takes effort to do it. And usually if you're not calmed down, you're not going to put the effort into going to do something like that.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I started laughing even before you got to that point. It's funny because I think we think of relaxation as more of a quick fix, but you're saying it's more of like a long-term steady state, things that you're constantly doing. And I think the quick fix is kind of what we're addicted to. We're addicted to like quick fixes to our stressors, our anger, or whatever. So good point that you have there.
Now, and there's good reasons why we're into quick fixes, but there's also good reasons why quick fixes will never do it. In fact, I was just watching the last couple of weeks. I've been sharing this with all the students I mentor. It's a podcast by a neuroscientist from Stanford, I believe. And basically, he simplifies a person's happiness, their motivation, their willpower, down to dopamine. Dopamine is a chemical that the body produces. And basically, it like this one chemical, depending on if you have it or you don't in your system, determines if you're happy or not. And he explains that dopamine, although you can adjust it, it's not something that all of a sudden, you know, you can increase in your body to a sustainable level. right? And he explains that as you do these like quick fixes, your dopamine will shoot up, so you'll be happier and more relaxed. But immediately after you do this, it will shoot down even lower than what it usually is.
Whoa.
And it kind of like really baffled, well, not baffled me, but like surprised me in terms of what was going on. But basically, when it all comes down to it, the only way that you can be able to maintain a relaxed, happy, motivated existence is if you rise this dopamine level, and he calls it your baseline dopamine, and it has to get higher and higher. The more quick fixes you do to try to make it high, the lower it's going to go.
Wow.
So you have to be able to develop a lifestyle that slowly raises it and maintains a high baseline state so that you normally have high dopamine in your system without having to spike it or a quick fix type thing. Oof. So like, for example, going on vacation, the anticipation of it, the going on the vacation, boom, you're going to be happy, you're going to be relaxed. But as soon as you come back, boom, it's going to drop down.
Sheesh.
So now everyone's asking, well, how do you raise your dopamine level, or how do you get to the state where you can always be calm, motivated, but very happy and de-stressed, minimize worries, all that type of thing? Well, there's a couple of things that I feel people should know off of everything that I've learned. One, life is 50% physical and 50% mental. So they both are interrelated, and they both need to be cared for if you want a very peaceful, relaxed state.
Okay. So, yeah. So you talked about that in your Tips for Life podcast that we had early on, but yes. Yeah, I understand that. Definitely makes sense.
So for example, in the previous podcast, we're really talking about that in taking care of yourself in your body and whatnot. But in terms of getting yourself calm or trying to maintain a peace, of course, whenever you get stressed, the body has a pent up, like, you know, emotional thing and also physical thing. So that's why a lot of times when people get really stressed, they go out and like punch a punching bag for a long time, or go out for like a 5-mile run, or, you know, go do something to get the energy out and whatnot. And there's a good reason why going to exercise, taking care of your body will de-stress you. One, the chemical things that go on when you exercise, whatever the stress, fear, worry chemicals are, your body will clean all that out when you exercise. And this is mainly with cardio. It can be with it if you do strenuous weightlifting or whatnot. But yes, when you go and do something physically, it will clean your body out. It will clean your mind out of a lot of things. And I think on this podcast I was listening to, the neuroscientists explained that yes, your body does need cleaning out. I don't know what it is. I'm not a medical person. Dead cells, whatever it might be, but your body needs to circulate to get stuff out of it. Your body needs to circulate to move things around. And the more circulating your body is of oxygen, of everything, right, the calmer you're going to be.
You know, I just came across a research study last week, which was talking about how about 300,000 Swedish people were in this research study for 21 years. And they basically found that if they participated in this long distance cross country skiing race, their rate of having anxiety their risk of having anxiety was 62% lower than the average population. So 62% lower is incredible as far as anxiety goes. I mean, if 10% of the population has anxiety, which apparently they do, then this is huge. Exercise is huge.
Yes, and it's really, if you're stressed or you're finding in life that your stress levels gain higher, it means you're not taking care of your body enough. And so if you're asking me what I do for relaxation, well, part of the maintaining my relaxation so I don't get to the point where I'm too stressed is I'm taking care of my body, I'm exercising, I'm doing things.
I've seen you pretty stressed, but maybe that was one of the low points.
No, I get stressed like everybody does, but for me, I've lost already. By the time I get stressed, I've already lost. So yeah. I don't like that to happen too many times.
Yeah.
Now, another thing with physical is eating. And you're going to find that the type of food you eat, the type of nutrition you're getting in your body and whatnot, that will directly affect your stress level, your anxiety, how easily it is to calm yourself. Usually if you have maybe like those power drinks, caffeine, coffee, whatever it is, it's going to be a lot harder to calm yourself with that type of thing in your system. Especially if you're stressed or whatnot. Those are stimulants, right? That's why. More stimulants you have in your system, the harder it is to bring the stress and anxiety down.
Well, even with depressants like alcohol and some drugs, it's the same sort of thing. It's hard to get out of an emotional state when you're in one, when you're under those.
Yes. So what you eat, what you put in your body, the more green foods you can put in your body, the more things like water that help your body to circulate and do well, the less sugar you put in. I mean, all of those type of foods will calm you and will be able to allow you to de-stress. Okay. Now, this isn't even talking about things like meditation and whatnot. That will focus more on the mind. So let's get into the mind side of this. So there are things you can do with your mind that will help calm you. And I split them into just major ideas and categories here. The first one is knowledge. Knowledge will always allow you to be more calm. So for example, with my students, I try to give them the understanding of why they're doing something. Why should we eat better? Well, we should eat better because it will allow you to have more energy. It will give your brain more food or more nutrition to be able to allow it to work harder and think better and or have a clearer mind, in other words. It will allow you to live longer. It will let you get more better sleep. It will allow you to be able, whatever it might be. Giving them as much information on what's going on with their body, with whatever it might be, with schoolwork, with studying, all of that, the more people know about something, the easier it is to get calm. Even if everybody has the crazy mind where you're so stressed you can't think straight and you're looking at doomsday. But the more knowledge you have in your mind, the more you understand the correct principles, why you're doing it, the benefit of it, it can help you to be able to say, yes, things are going crazy. Yes, it doesn't look like anything's going to go right, but I know that this is right. And allows you to be able to kind of maintain a balance and bring down the anxiety a little bit. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So the knowledge. Two is putting good ideas and thoughts into your mind. if someone wants, for example, if you want to be able to get a good night's sleep and you get scared very easily, you're not going to watch a horror movie. Right? That's not going to let your mind be at peace. It's going to cause thoughts and ideas to come into your mind that are very hard to get rid of, that are scary, bring up the anxiety, not let you get to sleep. So usually in my life, I like to get rid of all of those things. I don't watch horror movies ever. Why? Because I don't take good to those type of things.
Yeah.
But if you want your life to be like a horror movie, you watch horror movies, right? But if you want your life to be calm, if you want to be able to be uplifting all the time and happy, then you got to put that type of material into your mind. And so not only having the knowledge, but continually putting the good, peaceful, happy, successful, good outcome type thoughts into your mind, reading things like that will always help you calm down. So a lot of times people to calm themselves down will read, like in India, they probably read, a lot of the Hindus, they read the sutras. And the reason why they read these is because these are kind of like poem type things of good thoughts, of all correct ideas and principles that lead to good outcomes, that tell you of good stories, that give you good ideas and feelings. So that is one way to continue to maintain a good high level of peace in your life, is to only put those type of things into your mind. That's the second type, which is the first is the knowledge. The second is reading and putting good ideas and thoughts into your mind.
Got it.
Now the third is getting rid of the bad thoughts. This is the hardest thing. This is what most people are really looking for when they ask me, well, how do you relax, or how do you, you know, get calm? What are calming techniques? And to be honest with you, there's only two ways of me doing this. Okay? And this is usually what happens. I get in a stressful situation, really upset at something. Usually what I end up doing to get the bad ideas and thoughts out of my mind because of who I am, I go and talk to myself. And it might not be out loud, because then people think I'm crazy. But in my mind, I'm having the discussion, thinking, okay, that really wasn't good for that person to do. I'm saying, well, why wasn't that good? Well, I don't really know why it wasn't good, but I don't like the act. Well, why don't I like the act? Well, because someone's getting hurt. But I know that everybody gets what they need to grow and progress. Maybe that's something that this person needed. It's like, could that be the case? Oh, yeah, that could be the case. And then eventually I get to a point where, yeah, that's right. Why am I even worried about this? And already you can kind of, even on this podcast, you can tell already, oh, yeah, we're calm again. So oftentimes, okay, Talking it out, trying to sort out my own thoughts by asking myself the question, why are you stressed? What do you think is going to go wrong? Going back to the logic I know, all of the things that I've seen in my life, will kind of calm me down. Now, that's not going to work for everybody, but that's what works for me. The other thing that I do enjoy doing, but is very hard for people, is meditation. The meditation that I like to do is the one where it clears out all thoughts in your mind. It could be a breathing type thing where you close your eyes and basically all you're doing is focusing on your breathing, so there's no thoughts in your mind. I like that one for two things. One, it gets the air into your mind, so it flushes out your mind of the chemicals and whatnot. But two, it prevents you from thinking of anything for as long as you do it, which is also a good thing. And those are the two main techniques that I use if I ever need to calm myself down in the moment, because I wasn't living and preparing the life to prevent that type of thing from happening. Yeah, I the only two things I do is kind of like talk to myself and ask myself questions about why I'm so anxious or stressed or whatnot. And the second one is the breathing technique.
Okay.
And so I actually will do that if I have the time or the room, especially if I can lay down. And that does really well, actually. But I have found that one is a lot harder to do in the moment. That if I'm really stressed thinking about something, it's very hard to discipline myself to actually say, I'm going to meditate right now. And I found for many people it is difficult. So I have one last thing that you can do to really calm yourself down.
Okay.
Get a mentor. Talk to someone who knows more, who you can ask, hey, is this going to be okay? And they can tell you with a straight face, being totally honest to yourself, yes, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it at all. Always helps to have one of those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. I mean, all of those are really good ideas. And I think that if they're applied and used, then it's even better. I appreciate you for answering my questions. And I appreciate the listeners for listening and viewers for watching. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.